What's happening with our laws? What's been passed? What's pending? How do they affect you? Tune into You and the Law for legal information you can use.
Effective July 1, a new rule under the Safety of Life at Sea SOLAS Convention requires shippers to verify gross mass of cargo carried in containers. Find out more about how Jamaica will implement this amended regulation on today's edition of You and the Law. Glad you could join us. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Jamaica has taken steps to prepare for the implementation of declared weight or verified gross mass under the Safety of Life at Sea SOLAS Convention, which came into effect on July 1. This to avoid collapsed container stacks, containers lost overboard, damaged ships, forklifts, among other things.
And that is important because ships need to be stable while they are conducting their voyages. And it's important that you know where to put the cargo on the vessel, whether on the right-hand side, called the starboard, or on the port side, left-hand side, because that will determine the stability of the ship when it is on the water.
Director of Legal Affairs at the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ, Bert Smith. The convention requires that persons who ship a full export container provide documentation well in advance of the vessel's departure that verifies the gross mass or weight of the cargo. The document requires a general description of the shipment, the gross mass of the cargo or of the cargo units, any relevant special properties of the load, and that the gross mass of such units corresponds with the gross mass declared on the shipping documents.
As at July 1, containers which do not have a verified weight shall be prohibited from being loaded on board a ship. And so it's important for exporters to find out from the ships what is it that they require. Is it an email to say we have done this? Is it a document from a government authority that they want? Or should they send it electronically?
The legislation outlines that the weight is verified using one of two methods.
And the first method is that you go to a weighbridge and you weigh the container, the full container. And that weighbridge operator would issue, let's say, a certificate to say this container weighed X kilograms. The second method requires that you determine the weight of the cargo. Then you add to that the weight of the packaging, and then you add to that the weight of the material that you'd use to secure the cargo in the container to prevent it from shifting. And to that you add the weight of the empty container, which is called the tare weight, T-A-R-E.
For method two, you add all the weights to arrive at the gross mass. The Maritime Authority of Jamaica also approves the procedure that is used to arrive at the gross mass under method two. Note that when using method 1, the weighbridge operator should have a certificate from the Bureau of Standards Jamaica to say their equipment has been calibrated and therefore the weight will be accurate. Re-verification is not required for containers in transshipment. Kingston Wharves Limited is recognized as an approved weight bridge operator to provide certified gross mass for all full container load shipments exported from its terminal. Mr. Smith says guidelines have been developed and shared with industry stakeholders to assist in the implementation of the new requirements in Jamaica for export consignments from the island.
Jamaica's position is that we are not going to regulate this requirement in terms of having penalties for infringement. And we've had a number of seminars with the Jamaica Export Association and the Shipping Association of Jamaica, where we have informed them about the new requirements and how Jamaica will implement this new requirement.
Director of Legal Affairs at the Maritime Authority of Jamaica, MAJ, Bert Smith. The guidelines can be found at jamaicaships.com. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us again next time on this station for another edition of You and the Law. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. Take care and have a great weekend.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.